just turn it back on?
Turn back on.
You what?
You are here in Fort Dr. Burnett.
Oh.
First thing this morning. Okay, so we'll go ahead and move on. Section five, number two. Board may review, discuss, and take action on possible unlicensed practitioners. Excuse me, the first one, 2A, Anthony Arvalo.
I didn't write up a report for this. It's pretty self-explanatory. The only new information is that I do believe that law enforcement is involved and investigating the situation.
Good, because I want to know what green magic is.
Right.
It does not sound good.
Well, I believe that the law enforcement is investigating the misuse of the veterinarian's license and how that was obtained.
So at least...
Not necessarily the care that was... Yeah. Not all of the pieces, just the misuse of the veterinarian's license.
That's a start, at least. I'll look in this time. We usually get that, so...
So is there anything else that we need to or should do in this?
I mean, we can't really have the police keep us updated. That's not really going to work, probably. So, I mean, either we look at it periodically and see what happens, or we send them a cease and desist. And I don't think we should go that far at this point.
There hasn't a case been opened, so if you still
want to
open an investigation and have me send them a letter to request information and see what they're doing, I can certainly do that.
Oh, because okay, so yeah, just...
There's no case. This is just possible.
Okay, so, yeah, might as well. So I make a motion to open a case against Anthony Arvalo, and do we have contact information for him?
Yes.
Okay, and send a letter of inquiry to him, and I don't know, is it possible to ask the police, or since it's an open case, they probably won't say anything?
Yeah, I think it's more on us.
Okay, so I guess we'll just send a letter to him at this point and see what happens.
Yeah.
All right. And then 5-2-B, Borzu Afshari. Not good. So this case does not, this we've done before though. This was back in the day. This is from what year, 2007,
2008? Yeah, he's a repeat from 2008.
2008.
Which just means he hasn't been caught in that time.
And he's still at the same address.
Same address. We sent this, which we don't really do. So are we wanting to open a case?
Oh, God, yes. Scorched earth here. I'll make a motion to open a case against Borzu Afshari and send a letter of inquiry.
We have a motion.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Did I get a vote in a second on the first one?
Yeah, on the first one, I don't think we...
No, I didn't.
We did a...
No.
On the first one, we didn't.
Can we go back to that one?
So we'll go back to my motion, because I think I made a motion.
Yes, you
so
did.
So the motion's open.
We all agree with it, but that is about it after that.
Yeah.
So we have a motion. Do we have a second on Anthony Arvalo?
Second.
Okay, we have a motion, a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed. Motion passes. There we go.
No more dangling motions.
Yeah, sorry about that.
That was a good
one. Okay. Still ahead. Board may review, discuss, and take action on premises inspections. So this is a P0004 Nogales Veterinary Clinic, Simon Escalada, DVM, Victoria.
Chairman, this is the board. Last August, Todd and I conducted an inspection at Nogales Veterinary Clinic and found many potential violations that were concerning. The board directed us to do a repeat inspection within a year. I did it several weeks ago, and I was happy to find that there is great improvement. His records are much better. He's adopted some simple templates, stickers, and things to prompt him to do records. The place was much cleaner. There were still a few expired drugs, but nothing terribly unusual. They do seem to have put processes in place and the staff to be following so they don't continue to have expired things. So at this point, I don't have further concerns about this premises.
Thank you. No action needed on our part, correct?
No, no, but it's great to see improvement.
Yeah.
Very good. Section five, number five. Board may review, discuss, and take action on American Association of Veterinary State Boards proposed bylaws amendments. Dr. Wright, that is you.
Yes, so thank you so much. So basically, I had my meeting this morning. We went over my presentation, so anybody that's going to be in San Diego can laugh at me and throw things at me when I'm at the podium. But basically, we have the one proposed amendment, and that's changing the Regulatory Policy Committee term from 2 years to 3 years. That was recommended to be passed by both the Board of Directors and the Bylaws and Resolutions Committee. So that will be presented to the General Assembly in September. Who, have we picked our representative? Is it going to be Ms. Frost?
Well, we're going to do that in the next.
Oh, well, never mind. So whoever it's going to be, I don't know if you guys have any discussion, but I think it's a good change, so I guess I would recommend the vote for.
Yeah, what's the purpose? Was there a purpose to the change from 2 to 3?
It's keeping for staggering of the bringing new people in, keep retaining knowledge, and just lengthening it out to just make it again easier for retaining knowledge there and functionality.
I see, like, they've had problems getting people, so it made it longer.
No,
so.
It's, they just don't want it to suck as much as the House of Representatives, where you have to change every 2 years because all your things are the next thing.
Okay.
So it's just extending it out and helping with that long-term knowledge retention.
Thank you. We'll do the next one. Section 5, number 6, Board may review, discuss, and take action on appointing delegates to the annual meeting of the American Association of Veterinary State Boards. Dr. Wright is listed on this one.
Yeah, so I'm going to be going, but I'm a on the Bylaws and Resolutions Committee already. I'm the chairperson of that. So who wants to be our voting member?
Typically the board chooses the chairman.
That's what I was saying. Are you planning on going, Ms. Frost?
I have it marked in my calendar.
You do? Okay,
yes,
cool.
I do.
And then, is anybody else planning on going? So we have an alternate just in case?
If I can have an alternate, I haven't been for several years.
Oh, okay, so you can. Okay. So it doesn't have to be a board member, you can be an executive director. Yeah.
Just have to be on the board?
Then they pay for it.
There you go.
Yeah,
exactly. That works out. Okay.
So I would make a motion that Ms. Frost is our primary delegate and Ms. Whitmore is our
alternate.
That's a follow-up. I was like, what's the word I'm looking for? Our alternate delegate.
Second.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. We're still ahead. Board may review, discuss, and take action on 2025 board meeting dates. That is Victoria.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of board. In your packet, we have projected the 2025 meeting dates. As usual, they're the third Wednesday of the month, except for the month of December. So just looking to see if there's any issues with that calendar. If not, we'll go ahead and, you know, confirm those meeting rooms for the dates.
Looks fine.
Yep, looks in order.
Perfect. Thank you.
No action needed. We don't have to vote, do we?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Board may review, discuss, and take action on final document submitted related to previously reported charge for William Sean Penn DVM.
This had been up previously on the board's agenda, and then the board asked for the actual court document,
yeah,
which he provided.
Oh,
so he's all done.
I always got to click through because I never remember where they're at.
It's all completed. Full compliance for the orders. So, any additional requests? Or are we good on that case? Do we need to vote?
I think it was just a request.
There was not a case.
So we thank Dr. Penn for supplying that.
Yes, thank you. All right. Well, we're like right at, well, okay, our different clocks are saying different things, but we're right at 3 o'clock. So, are you, Mr. Terry, are you good?
I'm ready whenever you are.
Okay. All right. Yep. We're on section 4, number 10, combined cases 22-136 and 23-03 regarding Maya Bella Pianta DVM. Monthly appearance is required by consent agreement. Board may review, discuss, and take action on compliance with consent agreement and other information presented, and may amend consent agreement. Is she appearing telephonically?
She's not. I do not have, I did not have contact with her. I received an email yesterday, I think from her mother, asking for an accommodation for her not to appear, but I haven't received any further information about that. So that's the information I have at this point.
Okay.
And no one contacted me. This is the first I've heard of it.
Yeah, I'm holding out for potentially some additional information, but I haven't received anything. So I don't have anything I can report at this point. I'm here. I'm happy to answer what I can answer, but I don't really have a significant amount of information as to her situation today.
And where we love seeing your smiling face, I think the monthly appearance, we like to see her smile.
I absolutely. And okay. I will say, I don't know how you guys do this. This is a slog, you know, being here all day, so I appreciate all your time.
I know, you're here a lot more now. It used to be just random. Now it's like every time.
You got popular. Be careful with your popularity.
I understand.
Mr.
I don't have a lot of information right now.
Okay.
I think the best I can do is, when I establish contact, make sure she makes contact with Victoria. Obviously, the board can do what it needs to do or take whatever steps it wants to take today. I would just ask, because I'm working from a dearth of information right now, because I haven't even established contact with her today. I would need to do that first before I can even opine about the situation.
Thank you. Could I make a motion to go into executive session for legal advice? I have some questions.
Second.
Okay, all right. The motion is second. All is in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, thank you. Sorry, pack you up.
We're only taking
him out
this time.
I know.
Oh no, we got it.
Well, I mean, you know, like, not a room full of people. I feel bad about that.